38. A body slammed against the lift doors, a hand jutting inside. Charlotte nearly screamed in fright, nearly slapped at the hand, but then the doors were opening, and a man crowded into the lift beside her, breathing hard.
Going down, right?
The name patch on his gray coveralls read, Aaron. He caught his breath while the doors closed. Charlotte's hand was trembling. It took two tries to scan her card. She reached for the button marked 54, but caught herself before pressing it. She had no business being on that level. No one did. The man was watching her, his own card out, waiting for her to decide. What level for the reactor? She had it written down on a piece of paper inside one of her pockets, but she couldn't very well pull it out and study it. Suddenly she could smell the grease on her face, could feel herself damp with sweat. Cradling the radio parts in one arm, she pressed one of the lowest levels, trusting that this man would get off before she did, and she would have the lift to herself.
Excuse me, he said, reaching in front of her to swipe his card.
Charlotte could smell stale coffee on his breath. He punched the button for level 42, and the lift shivered into motion.
Late shift?
Aaron asked.
Yeah,
Charlotte said, keeping her head down and her voice low.
He just waking up?
She shook her head.
Night shift.
No, I mean, are you just coming out of freeze? Don't think I've seen you around. I'm the on-shift head right now.
He laughed.
For another week, anyway.
Charlotte shrugged. It was boiling hot inside the lift. The numbers were counting down so damn slowly. She should have pressed a nearby floor, gotten off, and waited on the next lift. Too late now.
Hey, look at me, the man said.
He knew. He was standing so close. Too close for anything but suspicious scrutiny. Charlotte glanced up. She could feel her breasts press against her coveralls. Could feel hair trailing out from her cap. Could feel her cheekbones and stubble-free chin. Everything that made her a woman, not least of which was her powerful revulsion at this strange man staring at her. This man who had her trapped and powerless in a small lift. She met his gaze, feeling all of this and more, helpless and afraid.
What the fuck?
The man said. Charlotte threw her knee up between his legs, hoping to cripple him, but he turned his hips and jumped back. She caught him on the thigh instead. She fumbled for the pistol, but the pouch was snapped shut.
Never thought she'd need to draw it in a hurry.
She got the pouch open and the pistol free as the man slammed into her, knocking the wind out of her lungs and the gun from her hand. The gun and the radio parts clattered to the floor. Booths squeaked as the two of them wrestled, but she was vastly overpowered. His hands gripped her wrists painfully. She screamed, her high-pitched voice a confession. The lift slowed to a stop on his level, and the doors dinged open.
Hey!
Aaron yelled. He tried to drag Charlotte through the doors, but she placed a boot on the panel and kicked off, attempting to wrench free of his grip.
Help!
He shouted over his shoulder and down the dim and empty hall.
Guys, help!
Charlotte bit his hand at the base of his thumb. There was a pop as her teeth punctured his flesh, and then the bitter taste of blood. He cursed and lost his grip on her wrist. She kicked him back through the door, lost her cap, felt her hair spill down to her neck as she reached for the gun. The doors began to close, leaving the man out in the hallway. He lurched from his hands and knees and was back through the doors before they could bang shut. He slammed into Charlotte, and she hit the back wall as the lift continued its merry jaunt down the silo. A blow caught her in the jaw. Charlotte saw a flash of bright light. She jerked her head back before the next punch landed. The man pressed her against the back of the lift, was grunting like a crazed animal, a sound of fury and terror and startlement. He was trying to kill her, this thing he couldn't understand. She had attacked him, and now he was trying to kill her. A blow to her ribs, and Charlotte cried out and clutched her side. She felt hands around her neck, squeezing, lifting her off the floor. Her palm settled on a driver slotted into her coveralls.
Hold still,
the man grunted through clenched teeth. Charlotte gagged, couldn't breathe, could barely make a sound. Her windpipe was being crushed. Driver in her right fist, she brought it up over his shoulder and slammed it at his face, hoping to scratch him, hoping to scare him, to make him let go. She drove it with all the strength she had left in her, with the last of her consciousness, as the dark tunnel of her vision began to iris shut. The man saw the strike coming and turned his head to the side, eyes wide as he sought to avoid the blow. She missed his face. The driver buried itself in his neck instead. He lost his grip on her, and Charlotte felt the driver twist and tear inside his throat as she clung to it to keep from falling. There was a flash of warmth on her face. The lift came to a sudden stop, and both of them fell to the ground. There was a gurgling sound, and the heat on Charlotte's face was the man's blood, which jetted out in crimson spurts. They both gasped for air. Beyond, there was laughter in a hallway, loud voices booming, a gleaming floor that reminded her of the medical wing in which she'd woken up. She staggered to her feet. The man in gray who had attacked her kicked and squirmed on the ground, his life spilling out of his neck, his eyes wide and beseeching her, anyone, for help. He tried to speak, to cry out to the people down the hall, but it was little more than a gurgle. Charlotte stooped and grabbed him by the collar. The doors were closing. She jammed her boot between them, and they opened again. Tugging on the man, who slipped and slid in his own blood, heels slamming against the floor of the lift, she pulled him into the hallway, made sure his boots were free of the doors. The lift began to close again, threatening to leave her there with him. There was more laughter from a nearby room, a group of men cracking up over some joke. Charlotte dove for the closing doors, stuck her arm between them, and they opened once more. She staggered inside, numb and exhausted. There was blood everywhere. Her boots slipped in the stuff. Looking at the horror on the ground, she realized something was missing. The pistol. Panic tightened her chest as she glanced up, the doors shuddering together a final time. There was a deafening bang from the gun, hate and fear in a dying man's eyes, and then she was thrown back, a fire erupting in her shoulder. Fuck! Charlotte staggered across the lift, her first thought to get it moving, to flee. She could feel the man on the other side of the door, could picture him clutching his neck with one hand and holding that pistol in the other, could imagine him fumbling for the lift call button, leaving a smear of blood on the wall. She pressed a handful of buttons, marking them with blood, but none of the floors lit up. Cursing, she fumbled for her ID. One arm wouldn't respond. She reached awkwardly across herself with the other, dug the ID out, nearly dropped it, ran it through the scanner. Fuck, fuck, she whispered, her shoulder on fire. She jabbed the button for 54. Home. Her prison had become home, a safe place. By her feet lay the radio parts. The control board was cracked in half from someone's boot. She slid down to her heels, cradling her other arm, fighting the urge to pass out, and scooped up the microphone. She draped this by its cord around the back of her neck, left the other parts. There was blood everywhere. Some of it had to be hers. Reactor red. It blended right in with her coveralls. The lift rose, slowed to a stop, and opened on the dark supply room on 54. Charlotte staggered out, remembered something, and stepped back inside. She kicked the doors open as they tried to shut, was angry with them now. With her elbows, she tried to wipe the lift buttons clean. There was a smear of blood, a fingerprint, on button 54, a sign pointing to where she had gone. It was no use. The doors again tried to close, and again she kicked them for their effort. Desperate, Charlotte bent and ran her palm through the man's spilled blood, returned to the panel, and covered every button with a great dose of the stuff. Finally, she scanned her ID and pressed the top level, sending the goddamn thing far away as she could. Staggering out, she collapsed to the ground. The doors began to close, and she was glad to let them.